Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. We are here at Ellis and Bodenhausen, where I think we all pitched in and got ourselves injured, you know, for this partnership for the last couple of years, and have gotten plenty of injuries rehabbed here. And, again, the plantar fasciitis was the last one for me last summer, and really into the winter as well, and came by here, got the tried needling, got... He did something with a laser. I don't know what he did. You know, latest technology, all the tools. I don't know, but now I felt better.
They put a needle in my foot, and I all of a sudden felt great the next day. I didn't wake up in the morning limping, you know, to the restroom.
Yeah.
You know, which is the worst. It's like the worst feeling in the world. You feel old, and you don't need to do that. You can go to Ellis and Bodenhausen and get it taken care of.
Absolutely. And Max, when he broke he had his broken bone, he said other injuries – as well, so this is where we come, man. This is where we show up to. So, and you can go to embortho.com if you want to book an appointment there. They've been serving the community here for 50 years, and they can take great care of your injury as well. We got plenty going on here today. We'll hear what was the final verdict on the Brohm interview, Chase. I can't remember. Did we? If you found, let me know if you found that.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it in the Dropbox right now.
Not but. Shocking. It's only on Jim Rome. I put it on the group thread.
I know you did.
Like, he's getting ready to be on the show.
Like, James can't do everything.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like, okay, I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to everyone.
I'm talking to you, Avery. I'm talking to you, everybody in there. If you're a producer, Nick Valvano, I'm talking to you. James isn't going to do it all. He's not going to be there forever to hold your hand, to wipe your butt. No, if Jeff Brohm's on Jim Rome, it's your job to cut it.
All right? Somebody's
James can't do it all.
Yeah, there's only one of him.
There's only one James.
And there's 10 Vinnies. We know that. But there's only one James.
I'm so tired of that. James.
Well, you pitch in there, big boy.
I don't know how to cut sound. I don't know how to record that. It's not my function.
I found some from Twitter on Jeff talking about Tyler.
Are you serious? Hang on. We really did not. Okay. Surely on Jim Rome's site, then he's got this.
No. No. If James doesn't cut it, it doesn't happen for us.
I'd say there's something to that. Nick cuts some sound now. I'm not going to let you throw Nick into all of that.
Nick cuts sound.
I'm not going to let you throw him into that
circle.
Yeah,
we'll get a lot of Uncle Paulie sent over, but not Jeff Brohm.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm just saying. And we've got the whole – actually, if you go to JimRome.com, there's a link to Jeff Brohm right there. It's the first thing on
demand. Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, so thank God for Jim Rome cutting the sound.
Yeah, Jim Rome cut his own sound. Thank you.
Yeah. Better now.
No.
I don't disagree.
No, I'm trying to back my guy, James.
I get it.
I don't want to enable this laziness that's happening.
Well, it's just when some guy starts doing everything, everybody just assumes.
They move out of the way.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do that.
We're not doing that.
No.
No. No, James needs support, too. He's not your dad. He's not going to hold your hand.
I think it'd be great if you learned to cut sound, too.
Be fine. Throw me some sound. We'll be the best cut thing ever. I don't know about the other functions of my
job. How do you not know how to edit sound? You can edit video. I don't understand
that. Well,
point.
I don't have Dropbox. I mean, I could cut the sound. I don't know what we use, but I could cut the sound and get access to Dropbox and start dropping sound in the thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what's going to happen to the rest of my functions, but
I use Audacity. Is it Audacity? It's a free one. I don't know. It seems to work pretty well.
All right.
There you go.
There you go.
Still don't have access to the Dropbox.
We can get you that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I'll take away all these excuses.
Yeah. Good.
I'll take them
all
away.
The excuses.
Nice. Give me another objection to overcome. Give me another objection.
Yeah,
I'll overcome.
You call them excuses. I call them explanations. It's also just not what I'm employed by ESPN Louisville to do. Is it?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But you want everybody to pitch in. You want that whole that teamwork and that camaraderie.
Job oh, it's only their job. The cut sound. Yes.
I've cut some of my own sound before.
Yeah, sure.
I made some, made my some
That's
of my
nice.
Bits. You know, so
That's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to back James.
Yes, and I'm going to teach you how to. I'll give you the passwords and all that.
Okay, good.
So we can all pitch in
because I have James Black's back. Okay, I have his back.
Yeah, good. Yes, I don't know where you're going with that. Let's see. James won the day yesterday afternoon regarding the cheers at the Matt Jones press conference. Quote, the last time 20,000 Republicans will cheer for a liberal. I didn't hear James drop that line. That's pretty good. Texas says Sofra will cut the fart noises for you.
Oh, yeah, he'll cut them all. He'll cut them all. Yeah.
Sofra's got a good-looking set for that ESPN Plus setup.
Oh, it's a really good-looking
set. That's a good-looking set.
Yeah, he's worked hard on that. Looks really solid.
I got to get Max to take some lessons from that when he starts doing some MMA interviews. You know?
Yeah, is Max, he fully caught the bug on this UFC thing? Now he's done picks and done some radio.
Oh, yeah. We got the new phone yesterday. Took him from the outhouse to the penthouse. He went from the iPhone SE, which wouldn't even last most of the day. It's worse than Lieberman's phone, almost. And went to the iPhone 15 Plus Pro, whatever, because it's going to be used to edit clips and to do, you know, just build a following for MMA stuff that he does. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
right. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
he changed his Twitter profile?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Max C. Diener now. Yes.
Max C.
Because Max Diener was taken probably by some listener.
All right.
You know.
I'm gonna go follow Max C. Diener
now. We're going to learn about hashtags and all that stuff. And, you know, he's downloaded a video editing app or something. I don't know. I'm like, look, you're going to figure this phone out.
He hasn't posted. He's got to get posted.
I know. Let me see. Let me make sure.
It's followed by you.
Yeah. Okay. That's him. Yeah. Nice logo. 100.
100.
We're going to have to go to work on the social media for the kid.
Wrestler and catch wrestler and UFC lover.
Yeah. What's a catch wrestler?
You're going to have to ask him.
He's going to like his fifth or eighth practice today of wrestling, right. I believe. And
he doesn't have swimming in there. He's done a lot of swimming, too.
I know, but he's
done a lot of fishing.
Well, look, you can be as social media czar for him. I want to get in touch with Lightsey, you, Sephora, to figure out how you get a following going. So,
well, you just got to stay at it.
Yeah.
it's not really that hard. You got to start and just keep going.
Yeah, and Sephora says you ever need something cut, you can always call him.
So, perfect.
Let's see. We've got – I mean, I think we should play the Brom interview. I mean, I don't know what – I mean, else we're going to say that's going to be better than that.
No.
Yeah, we can play the whole thing.
Jeff Brom.
Yeah, and we're going to have him in studio on Thursday. Got that confirmation this
morning. That's great.
So our Brom will be in studio.
It's going to be an awesome day.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the best day ever. We have Jeff Brom in studio. We're going to Keeneland.
Oh, yeah.
Claremont Supper Club down there at Jim Beam.
Claremont
Supper Club. It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait.
With the pipe in the study. While drinking brandy. Are you drinking brandy down there?
No, bourbon.
Oh, I figured you'd find a way
it's
to mix
Jim
it up.
Beam.
I know, but maybe you'd have a brandy there, too. It sounds like you're on the – sounds like they went down in the Titanic. That sounds like, oh, we used to have the Claremont Supper Club, but they were on the Titanic, and now they're dead.
Most certainly not dead. Most certainly not on the Titanic. It's on top of a hill. It's got this beautiful vista. When the sun sets, you're just like, that's one of the prettiest sunsets I've ever seen in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely outrageous.
It's on
so
a vista.
You need to try it out.
What is a vista anyway? I don't even
know. A vista?
Yeah.
A vista is like an overlook.
A pleasing view, especially one seen through a long, narrow opening.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
It's a nice vista. And the long, narrow opening is between rick houses of bourbon aging and then turning into liquid gold that we will then drink together collectively on the first Saturday in May making mint juleps.
All right. I don't know what that poetry came from. Our poet laureate, Mark Blankenbaker, over here at the Ellis and Bob.
Thursday's going to be a great day.
It is going to be a great day.
Thursday's going to be awesome.
Let's go. Let's play it. I mean, Rome was on. I only got to hear half of it yesterday, so let's hear it. Rome on with Jeff Brom on with Rome. I mean, I
it's loading. It's loading.
Yeah,
find
I would
your
do that
perfect
loading.
Fit with a custom suit from Indochino.
Oh, we got the pre-roll.
From timeless classics.
To bold we don't have, we have to listen to the pre-roll.
Express your style.
Yeah, we can let pre-roll. What's that for? What's that at for?
Yeah, Indochino. They were 7-1 in ACC play. They went to the ACC championship game. They played in the Holiday Bowl. They were ranked number 19 in the final AP poll. He spent the previous six seasons at Purdue. He won the Big Ten West Divisional title in 2022. He did play 7 years in the NFL. The Cardinals are going to open up their season at home against Austin Peay on August 31st. We are joined by Jeff Brohm. Jeff, it's always good to have you on the show. How are you feeling, Jeff?
Thank you, Jim. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. All right, Jeff, so for hardcore college football fans, I think we know this. There are really only two seasons, football season in the fall and spring football. So how good has it felt to be back at work with your team during the last 5 weeks, which concludes Friday with your spring game?
Well, that's all gone good. I think spring practice is used to develop your young players and make sure they're ready to go and get your backups ready to hopefully become starters. And nowadays with the transfer portal, you got to make sure that all your new additions are getting plenty of reps and getting up to speed on what's going on. So we've tried to utilize that as best we can. You got to try to prevent injuries as well along the way and hope that you don't lose guys for the season. But it's been a very productive spring. Our guys have worked hard. There are a lot of new faces for us. They've definitely displayed athleticism and talent and can really help us. We just got to make sure we get them up to speed where they can just continue to learn throughout spring, and then we follow that up by the summer and the fall camp as well.
And you know, Jeff, I hate to make it about the portal always, but you mentioned that, and I want to say in recent months I've spoken with college coaches ranging from Tom Izzo to Trent Dilfer and more, and that topic of radical changes to college sports always seems to come up. Since you've been a Division I coach now for a decade, how have you tried to navigate the current landscape?
Well, what we've tried to do is just adjust to the rules that are being made. And I don't agree with all of them. I'm sure a lot of people don't as well. But the way this is set up is, you know, these individuals have the right to transfer freely. And to a certain degree, I definitely agree with that and want to help them achieve their goals. But it does cause a lot of roster turnover. It causes a lot of change on your team. And, you know, you just kind of have to play with it and make sure that, you know, you're getting the best players to help your team win and develop. You're making sure that you have a backup plan in case people want to leave at certain times. You're making sure that you're following the college football world and landscape and listening to calls and calls that come in on potential targets. And it's just a very busy time. And you kind of just make sure you can't not play along with it. You got to make sure that you're doing your part to improve your team and roster. So we've been pretty active in it, and we will continue to be that way. And maybe one day it'll slow down, but right now it's very hectic.
Yeah, right now it is what it is. Louisville head football coach Jeff Brohm is joining us. Now, Jeff, you, of course, are renowned for your work with quarterbacks. Jack Plummer had a nice season in his final college season with you. How is the quarterback depth chart coming together now, led by Tyler Shuck, who started his career at Oregon and spent the last 3 years at Texas Tech?
Well, it's a very important position, and that position needs to play well, and we need to do our part to help that position play well. But Tyler's come in. What we like about him, he's got great experience. He's played a lot of football. He's been through ups and downs, so he knows how to handle adversity and things when they don't go exactly your way. I think sometimes when you get a player with 1 year left, they come in with a mission and goals set up, and they really want to achieve them. So I think to this point, he's been outstanding. He's been very intelligent. He picks up things quickly. He works really hard. He's been a really good leader. I think he can throw the football. He can see the field. He's got, you know, pro size for his build and frame, and we want to surround him with the best talent. But we think he can help us win at a high level, and he just got to continue on this path and continue to learn. But to this point, he's done a great job.
Hey, Jeff, to your point that he's played a lot of football, I mean, for those who don't know it, he's an amazing story. Like, he's 24. He'll be playing his seventh season of college football. He got married 9 days ago. He postponed his honeymoon so he could finish your spring practices. Safe to say, this dude really loves ball. Am I right?
Well, you hit it on the nose, and without question, he's very mature, which is a huge plus for him, and we're happy for him. You know, we actually moved spring schedule around a little bit so he could get married this past weekend without missing practice, and I know that went well, and he was right back at it, and right back here on practice this past Monday today. So, you know what, he's just been a great addition. He is unique because of the experience factor and the age factor, but, you know, sometimes that really helps, and it helps the maturity of your team and helps the leadership that he brings. And I think he's going to play great. You know, he's just had a few injuries along the way that have kind of been unfortunate, But at this point, he's healed up and he's ready to go, and we want to help him have a tremendous year.
And Jeff Brohm joining us. You know, Jeff, I had a great conversation with Louisville's new head basketball coach, Pat Kelsey, last week. His energy and his passion were off the charts, man. He was shot out of a cannon. Have you had a chance to spend much quality time with Pat yet? And as a Louisville native and alumnus, do you think that he is the one to bring the basketball team back to national prominence?
Well, believe it or not, I have spent a lot of time around him. You know, he's been very active in recruiting and trying to improve his roster to this point. He's utilized, you know, what we've brought to the table football-wise, recruiting, and he's asked a lot of questions, and he's brought his recruits over here to see us, to not only see our facilities, but to come to practice. So we've worked hand-in-hand with him. I think, without question, he is going to provide a great spark and an energy level of someone that really wants to compete at the highest level and prove himself on a big stage. And without question, this is a big stage. You know, our arena at the Yum Center is second to none. It's great basketball tradition. I know I'm a sports fan just like you and everyone else, and I want to see that basketball team play well. And without question, the fans here are really starving for some great basketball, and I know he's going to work hard to get that done.
No, he saw it. In fact, right before he came on, I was talking about Kentucky and the fact that they had 22,000 people in Rupp Arena for the announcement of Mark Pope coming in. I mean, that is a state that loves its ball, without question. You know, Jeff, before you go, we talked about some of the changing things in the landscape. What about the conference itself? Like, the ACC is going to expand next season, add three new schools. For instance, you're going to host SMU on October 5th. Then you're going to head to Stanford in November, which is going to join the conference along with UC Berkeley. So what does adding a footprint in both Texas and California mean for the conference?
Well, I think, you know, you've got to adapt and adjust, and a lot of conferences are trying to position themselves. So, you know, for us to add three valuable opponents like those schools you mentioned that have a lot of history and tradition that have played football at a high level and other sports, I think it'll be great. You know, there's going to probably be continual change as we progress through the years. But, you know, this is good football and good basketball in the ACC, and it's very competitive. And top to bottom, it's very good. So without question, we feel like in this conference, you know, if you win this conference and you play well and you get a chance to go to the playoff, without question, you'll have a chance to win it all. And I think as you see the playoff probably come about this next year, which I know provides a ton of excitement for every sports fan, even myself, I think I'm excited, whether it's us or anybody, to see some new teams in the mix that have a chance to compete and have an opportunity to play for a championship in the end is going to provide a tremendous amount of excitement. An interest, and it's going to be something that we all strive now because we know we have a chance to get to that 12-team playoff.
Right, no doubt. So one last thought. I know you've turned the page on last season, but there were such high expectations with your decision to return to your alma mater, and you lived up to all of them. You led the team to 10 wins, the first trip to the ACC championship game. As you look back on last year, what were you most pleased with, and then where are you looking to improve?
Well, I was really pleased that our guys played hard and they competed hard. And fortunately for us, we were able to win some close games early on that kind of skyrocketed us to an opportunity to compete for the ACC championship game. So that was great to get to. And I think we fought hard to make that. Unfortunately, it didn't finish the way we wanted. So there's a great learning curve there for us. But we know what it takes. We know the talent that is in this league and what it's going to take to win. And, you know, you just try to continue to improve your team and make sure you're ready for all the things that come up, all the changes that you have to make and adjustments you have to make along the way. But you got to get your guys to play hard. You got to get them to want to compete and play at the highest level, but also believe that they can beat anybody. So that's what we're going to try to do this year. We've got to, you know, go on the road to Clemson. We've got to go on the road to Notre Dame. We've got to go on the road to Stanford. We've got to go on the road to Kentucky. So we'll have our hands full, but every week's going to be a challenge, and that's why you play the game.
That's it, and so far so good. That was a great first year, 10-4 overall, 7-1 in conference play, and again, they advance to the ACC championship game. Jeff Brohm, my guest. Jeff, always good to have you on the show. Thanks for making time for this program. As always, good to talk to you, and I know we'll do it again during the season.
Thank you, Jim. Keep up the great work.
You too. Jeff, keep it up. Coach, appreciate you. Louisville football.
It's Jeff Brohm doing a nice long interview, not saying much. The interactions with Kelsey was interesting, I thought, you know, talking about that. And we've seen it. I mean, we've seen the video of it as well. So, you know, but hey, he's on out there on, you know, national radio
I mean, it's always good, Jim always Rome good idea, and people like that as much as possible, and coming on with us. It's great when you have coaches that are accessible and talk. Yeah. I mean, Jeff Brohm did a great job last year of kind of, you know, being out there, being present, and not giving the opponent a lot to kind of work with in terms of like for his comments.
Yeah,
I certainly, as a fan, want to hear more about the dudes. You know, I want to hear more about the guys in the rotations. But you also give your opponent something in that too. So if we're winning games, I'm all for it. You know, so yeah. You know, but I love what we're doing on the football front. I cannot wait to see us play an actual game. I mean, Friday is going to be awesome to see us play each other.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm so excited about this defense. The defense just – it could be one of the best defenses we've had since 2013.
Really? That good?
Yeah. Huh? I mean, if you could look at the numbers of where we finished last year, we were a top 20 defense, and we have almost everybody back. Yeah. I mean, that projects, generally speaking, you have – and we also had no coaching turnover. When has that ever happened?
That is so rare in today's era.
Yeah. Here.
So rare. Yeah.
I mean, you might have it at Georgia or Bama, but then some of those guys get picked over by the NFL or linebacker coaches become coordinators. It's so difficult to keep a college football staff intact the whole way through in 1 year to the next. Yeah. It's just not going to happen. You're going to lose a running back coach. I know Tennessee came after Chris Barclay at the running back spot, and he stayed at Louisville, which was huge. They ended up going with Darrell Sims from Cincinnati. So I'm happy that Darrell got that job down there at UT, and I was glad to keep Chris Barclay. So, you know, if you can keep a staff together, you keep that defense together, and you have Jeff Brohm as your the leader of your team and offense,
absolutely,
you're going to be fine. You're going to be great. So, but the defense is really where I'm like so excited about this year because I mean, where did we finish last year? 21st in the country.
You sort of forget that in the way the season went, and you know they were just
got lit up in the last game.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but I mean, you're 21st in the country. And he got lit up in the last game. What could you have been if you had played?
Well, what were they going into the bowl? I mean, I don't know.
Going in? I actually have it. Could tell you relatively.
It's exhaustive
quickly.
Research. So give me a chance to tell you about the deep tissue laser therapy they do
16th.
Over here. 16th going in? Wow, I did not realize that. That you've got over here with the lasers, the EMB using the light force laser. It's a, I don't know what a class 4 laser is, but it sounds important. It's class 4 laser. You treat all injuries from muscle strains, ligament strains, tendonitis, arthritis, any injury can benefit from this. They've got some of the posters up here to schedule your appointment with it. Surgery-free, drug-free, rapid relief. And they are big, big believers in it over here at Ellison Bodenhausen. So if you've got an injury and you're kind of fed up and trying to figure out, you know, the latest technology, they've got it over here.
Hit it with a laser.
Sure, why not? A class 4 laser, too.
Yeah,
that,
where's
I'll
the class 3 laser?
Yeah,
I don't,
we wouldn't deal with, no, wouldn't deal with those other classes. You wouldn't like.
Top flight.
Hey, the NBA play-in tournament getting underway today with and FanDuel is going to celebrate with some no-sweat same-game parlays. So it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel, already have an account, you'll be able to get those no-sweat bets. So you can bet whatever it is, $5, $10, whatever your limit is, and get it back if it doesn't win. And so, you know, you look at tonight, what do we get? I mean, of course, you go on every day and you've got the daily promotions and profit boosts and things like that. But, you know, you got Pelicans -1.5 against the Lakers. You got Kings Warriors, a 3-point spread. Warriors on the road to a -3. So, if you want to do that same game parlay, and take advantage of the no sweat bet, you can do that. And if you have not signed up yet, you can go to FanDuel.com/DrewD, and you'll find out more about getting that sign up bonus as well. So it's FanDuel.com/DrewD. You get the no sweat bet. Like again tonight, let's see, did I put one in for? I haven't built. Yeah, I did. Okay, I had. I shot for the moon on this one. I'm gonna be honest. I got Lakers money line. Okay. D'Angelo Russell 15 or more points. Okay,
maybe.
Zion Williamson scores the first basket.
Oh,
that is the long shot.
I mean, that's a crapshoot.
That's like a +700
yeah.
or something on that.
One out
plus
of 10.
+650.
Yeah, one out of
so
10.
So hopefully Zion Williamson will score that first bucket.
Well,
but you know, if he doesn't, and I don't win it, I get another ten bucks back in bonus bets. So,
I mean, sometimes it happens.
Yeah,
you know, they have the Dinger Tuesday.
Shooting for the moon. Oh yeah, the Dinger Tuesdays are great
Dinger
as well.
Tuesdays are great, and you know, sometimes you get the right guy.
That's exactly right.
They hit the dinger.
It'd be 21 or older, present in Kentucky. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued with non-withdrawable bonus bets. The blanket maker's not getting any of, which expires 7 days after receipt. Max refund is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
You, 'cause we're having an all-night revival. Some call the women and some will steal the Bible.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
All right, we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN at 680. We are live here at Ellis and Bodenhausen. Where if you've got an injury, this is the place to go. You can go to enbortho.com and find out more about, you know, scheduling your appointment. Or, again, I've had my injuries rehabbed here, my son's as well, and it's been a great partnership here. As you know, we're not trying to get injured, but if we do, hey, we know where to go. Well, we're here this morning, and we have, you know, Chick-fil-A with us. Thanks to Dave Blake here, who is also playing producer and has connected us with Kyle Petty, who is on the line right now. We're going to talk about this ride across America, among some other things. But Kyle, what an honor! Welcome in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, David was telling us about the story about how he and your dad met, what, in a pool right before the Daytona 500. You guys have known each other a while, but that's a great story how you met your dad.
Yeah, that last century, I think that might be a last century story.
Yeah.
That's 1,000 years ago. That's the way most things happen in our life. It all happened in the last century.
But it was literally, David, I'll let you just tell it real quick. I mean, he's got a microphone here.
Yeah, Kyle, we were all hanging out at the swimming pool in Daytona Beach, and Richard came over and got in the pool and played volleyball for a couple of days. And then the third day, the morning of the race, Richard asked me if I was going to the race. I said, no, sir, my mom won't take me. And he said, you want to go with me? And 5 minutes later, I'm in the back seat of the car going to Daytona with Richard Petty.
Unbelievable.
And Kyle was there. We were hanging out at the pool. Went to dinner that night. The next night, we all went to see Rocky II together, and
the worst of the Rockies, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah.
But listen, that dates it right there. We went to see Rocky II.
Okay. Rocky II.
Yeah, yeah. When
he was trying 75 of them out. There's 75 yeah. of them out. So, yeah.
And that's still the worst one. He's trying to do commercials or whatever in it. You know, you'd never rewatch that.
Yeah, but I've had the pleasure of being on the ride with Kyle, and I'll let him talk about that. But been blessed to be with Know the Petties now. This year will be 45 years since that happened, appropriately enough, number 45. And I'm one of Adam's heroes and donate to Victory Junction Gang Camp monthly. And Kyle can talk about the charity ride that's coming here to Churchill.
Yeah, what
Downs.
Is this? Let's talk about that. What is this ride across America?
So we started it really 30 years ago. This is our 28th ride, but COVID got in the way for a couple of them. So this should be our 30th. It's Victory Junction's 20th anniversary. It's our 30th. Or it should be our 30th, but it's 28th. We started, myself, Harry Gant, you know, I don't know, there's Dick Brooks, there were three or four different drivers and some people. We wanted to ride motorcycles from California to North Carolina, and everybody said, not going to happen. We came back and told them we'd do it for charity, and they said, greatest idea we've ever heard in our life, let's do it. So that's what we did, and we've been doing it. We've been doing it ever since those first 4 or 5 years. We just stopped at Mattel, UCLA Medical Center, Children's Mercy in Kansas City. Man, we went to Shriners Hospitals. We stopped by to make donations and to help families pay their bills. And then my oldest son, Adam, was killed in a racing accident in 2000. And we had been to a camp in Florida called Boggy Creek. And we decided after his accident, I had driven some sports car races with Paul Newman, and I called Paul and said, we want to build a camp. And he said, sounds like a great idea. And Big Creek Junction was born, and the motorcycle ride's still going from west to east, north to south. We go anywhere, man. This year we're leaving Deadwood, South Dakota, and going to North Platte and over to Omaha and then to Bettendorf, Iowa, and to Indianapolis. And from there, we're coming to Churchill Downs to the museum to have take a tour and have lunch. And then we're going down to Bowling Green, Kentucky, to the Corvette Museum, and over to Bristol, Tennessee, and then back to camp, to the camp itself where the kids come. So that's our ride this year.
I got to go back to the, I picked up the phone and called Paul Newman. Not everybody can utter that sentence, you know. when you did that, I mean, where did you know him from, and what was that connection?
So yeah, well, we'd run sports car races. He, you know, he's a race car driver, man. He was right. And a good race car driver. I don't think a lot of times, an incredible actor, obviously, and everybody knows him. And we in this country, it's a funny world that we live in, because we think if he's an actor, that's all he can do. He can't do anything else. So don't let him do anything else. You know what I mean? But he was an incredible little race car driver. And we run Watkins Glen, the 24 Hours of Daytona. We run numerous races together and just got to be friends through that time. Obviously, when you're jumping in and out of cars and listen, I think you get to be friends in the 24-hour race when you have to change drivers and you have to grab the crotch belt for Paul Newman and pull it up between his legs. That's when you know you're tight.
That's a bond.
Okay? That's a bond, man. That's a bond. Like a quarterback and a center. That's a bond, man. You have that. So we just got to be friends, man. You know, obviously he had his camp in Connecticut, Newman's Own. All those products go to support the camps. We constantly raise money at Victory Junction for our camp to send kids to camp. We've seen over 125,000 kids have come through the gates, or we've reached out to with our hospital visits and stuff. So we've seen a lot of kids in 20 years.
What makes someone eligible for these camps?
So the camp is for children with serious medical needs and chronic medical conditions. A chronic medical condition can be asthma. It can be diabetes. You know, it can be gastrointestinal. We see Crohn's. We see full-blown AIDS. We see blood disorders, which are chronic medical conditions. We see certain forms of cancer that are reoccurring. They go into remission and they come back. We see a lot of different disease groups. What separates these camps is most of the kids that come to these camps will spend at least 20 to 30 days a year in a hospital. So they're very sick kids. Most of them are homeschooled or are not able to participate in the school system because they'll go for two or three weeks and have to miss school. So they have to be in an alternative system. So we see like illnesses. And what I mean by that is if we have on 1 week of summer camp, we'll be gastrointestinal. So every kid that's there will have Crohn's or have some gastrointestinal disorder. Every kid there may have asthma. But these kids have serious asthma. These kids have serious illnesses. So that makes them eligible. We've seen kids from all 50 states and from six foreign countries. And it's totally free of charge. We pay for getting the kid there and getting the kid home and all the medicine while they're there and everything that goes on. We didn't want to be another burden to their parents or to their families. So it's special, man. We've seen kids. And that's why we do this, is to get the word out. So if there's kids in your area that can benefit from this camp, you just go to victoryjunction.org and talk to one of our recruiters. They'll get you some information, and we'll get your son or daughter to camp.
Looks great. We're talking with Kyle Petty here on 9th Round of the Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. So who all – it sounds like a star-studded cast. Who are some of the more famous names that are going to be on this motorcycle ride?
So, I don't know. My dad, his name is
That works.
Petty.
That works.
So I lead with that
We've
one.
Heard of him.
Then the Wallace brothers. We got Kenny and Mike go with us. Let's see. Who else is with us? It's Kenny Schrader, who raced with me. Max Pappas, who run Formula One and run Indy, some of those guys. And then I always end with Herschel Walker, because if you know anything about football, then you know Herschel Walker. You know the name. So Herschel's gone with us for almost 20-some years now. It is crazy, man. He brings his whole family. It's fantastic. He's such a great guy. And I don't know if they'll let him in up in your area, since he's a Georgia boy that kicks butt most everywhere when he wins. I don't.
The hammer and the nail don't have a rivalry, you know. So it's not like Kentucky and Georgia.
We play Georgia coming up though, a home and away.
Yeah,
so in a few years.
Yeah, and Louisville will too. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So he is. Was he got into it before this? I assume, or what's Herschel's? Where does interest come from?
You know what? That is an excellent question, dude. I have no idea. I've known him forever, known him since the mid '80s, and we were somewhere, and we started talking about motorcycles. And he said he was thinking about getting one, and I said, "Well, we do this motorcycle ride across country every year." And he said, "Well, I'd like to do it." And I said, "Well, have you ever ridden?" And he said, "No." And I'm like, "So you've never ridden, but you just want to ride across country?" Yeah. And that seemed to be his gig, man. And he and his brother-in-law, Bill Richard, who was an All-American track star at the University of Georgia, they came to and met us in Golden, Colorado, and danged if they didn't ride all the way across country with us, and been doing it ever since. It's like saying, you know, I don't know how to fly, but I want to learn in the Concorde. You know what I mean? That's kind of what Herschel did. But we know Herschel just bites off at the big end anyhow. He jumps in the deep end no matter what he does.
I mean, are the Waltrip boys at least representing Kentucky on this? Can you bully them into coming along? We got any Kentucky representatives on this?
My man Michael went with us for I don't know how many years. I'm gonna tell you, those first 10 or 12 years, Michael was with us every single year. Michael's the busiest man in racing. He may not drive a car, but that's the busiest one man I've ever run across. And Daryl's retired. Daryl doesn't do anything. He doesn't have to do anything. When you've won as many races and done as much as Daryl has, you don't have to do anything. So he's at that stage in life. I wish I could get. I need to get Michael back on it. I may have to call him here in the next week or so.
you know, it's funny. You look down at people's like a Wikipedia page, and you find little nuggets. And people always just say, athletes want to be rock stars. Rock stars want to be athletes. Well, you did attempt a music career, a brief attempt, right? Open for even what Randy Travis. I saw it here. If you could be great at one, would it be racing or would it be music?
It would be investing. It would be investing. I could be great at anything. I would be Warren Buffett, dude. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be a rock star. You know what? It was race car driving. Here's what.
Yeah.
Stupid story, real quick. Had an opportunity to do some music when I was 22 or 23. Some guy heard it. Another guy gave me a record deal. Next thing I know, I'm playing in a bar in Atlanta, flying back and forth. Next thing I know, I opened for the Oak Ridge Boys, for Randy Travis. I did a couple of shows. I opened for freaking Hank Jr., which was phenomenal. And I realized one day after I'd done this for about a year and a half, I'm like, dang, man, I got two really hard jobs. You got to travel everywhere all the time. You know what I mean? I'd go on the racetrack. I'd be in a racetrack in Darlington, South Carolina, and fly to Florida and do a concert and then fly back and be on the racetrack the next morning, practicing and stuff. And that just, listen. I know we're all invincible at 22 or 23, but I realized after a couple of years I was not invincible. I needed to calm down. So I went back to just being a wall tester for NASCAR, just running in anything I could run into, and that was my job.
I'll get back into that, but you did get to appear on Hee Haw, and to try to explain to youngsters how big a deal Hee Haw was in the early
back
80s,
in the day,
that's a big damn deal.
Okay, so Hee Haw, this is the way I explain Hee Haw. Hee Haw is the Saturday Night Live of Redneckville. Okay, that's what it is. You know what I mean?
It was
freaking huge. It was.
Yeah.
You can't. People today. You know that when you try to explain the phenomenon of the TV show Dallas, at the time, or you try to explain Hee Haw to people who have 6,000 channels and can stream an entire 6-year program in a day and a half, they don't understand how big and how you waited for that night when Hee Haw came on to see who the guests were and what it was going to be, man. It was amazing.
What was the song in another imp? She was gone. Wasn't that?
That was the thing.
Yeah, BR 549, Junior Sample, selling cars.
Cal, I was showing them, showing Drew and Mark Blankenbaker here some pictures from some of the previous rides and some pictures of the camp and everything, and of course Adam's Race Shop, and how nobody ever believed that you could build a building to make it look like a race car, and you all did, of course, at Victory Junction. But speaking of Paul Newman and pulling the crotch strap on his seat belt, remember the year when Herschel first showed up and he was on a crotch rocket and he rode the ride, and how I think the next year he showed up and finally had a touring bike to do that. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, that first year, Herschel and Bill, they rode those little crotch rockets. They were some kind of – they were those Hayabusas or whatever. They run 600 miles an hour. I don't know what they – so anyhow, it started raining, so they stopped at a Walmart and bought a rain suit that was like those white Tyvek suits, you know what I mean, that like you paint in.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And those things, they ran us back down, and they had to have run 100 miles an hour to run us back down. When they passed us, they looked like those marshmallow guys on Ghostbusters, because those things are filled up with air. You know what I mean? And they look like everyone. And when they come by us, they look like they weigh 550 pounds apiece, sitting on little trikes, just running 200 miles an hour when they came past us.
That was great. Talking with Kyle Petty here, we've got the ride coming up here. We'll tell you more at victoryjunction.org if you want to find out more information about it. I mean, I'm looking down here again. You know, you're doing riding NASCAR. You're appearing on Hee Haw, and then you were in the movie Stroker Ace. So I have to ask you, who was cooler, Burt Reynolds or Paul Newman at the height of their prime?
Oh, listen. Nobody was cooler than Paul Newman, okay? But Burt Reynolds was dang. During that period of time, during the Stroker Ace and Smokey and the Bandit and all that stuff, let me tell you something. That freaking black Trans Am with the eagle on the hood that every freaking 16 or 17-year-old in America wanted. Well, if you were a redneck, you wanted it. You wanted that thing, and that was like the dream car, man. That was a dream car at that time. That was the deal. But I'm going to tell you, man, when Cool Hand Luke and Newman, I mean, Newman was just, he's that guy that just, he didn't have to say anything and he was cool. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what was so cool about him.
Yeah. I mean, I even like some of his lesser ones, like Color of Money, I thought was a great movie. I mean, he was great.
He got to that place in life where all he had to do was walk on a screen and it was over with, man. He was nominated for an Academy Award.
It's great. So again, let's let everybody. And if somebody's listening and they either want to contribute money wise, or they may have a child that might be able to benefit from this, what can we tell them?
Okay, well, you can go to find out about camp. Go to victoryjunction.org. That's victoryjunction.org to donate time, to donate money, to just say a prayer for us, man. Because these kids are phenomenal kids, and they just need help in so many different ways. And listen, I tell people all the time, though, you know, it's easy to stand there and pat yourself on the back and think you do good for these kids. But once you meet these kids, man, you realize how much they give you. It is phenomenal how much they change your life. And if you want to know about the ride, go to KylePettyCharityRide.com. It gives our routes, gives our stops, where we're going to be coming. We're going to be at Churchill Downs. We're going to be going to the museum there and hanging out there for an hour or so, a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours, I think. So if you want to come out and see my dad or see Herschel, come out and say hello to us. Have a picture taken. We got no horses, and they won't let the motorcycles on the track at Churchill Downs. I don't understand that.
Yeah, you're a week late. I got to say, you're a week late. This kind of big horse race is about the week before.
They race horses there?
Yeah,
oh,
believe it or not, they do. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know they made race tracks for anything but cars, dude.
We're going to have a horse there, and one of our jockeys is coming over. Joe Rocco Jr. is going to come see you all from Blackout Racing Stable. We've got a host of some other dignitaries that's going to come over. We believe Coach Dan McDonald with Louisville Baseball, Coach Jeff Brom from Louisville Football, the Ali family, Kyle. I think if Morgan hadn't shared all this with you, Saad Ali is Saad Ali, and hopefully his mother, Alani Ali, Muhammad's wife, are going to come over and greet y'all that day and just welcome you to
cool.
the Ville. Welcome you to the Ville.
By the way, the baseball coach loves one of your lines. Are you interested or are you committed? He used that a lot last year. That's from your book, right?
Yeah, from Swerve or Die. Yeah, so I gave Coach McDonald's a avid reader, and last Christmas I gave him a copy of Swerve or Die from the Petty Museum, and of course Kyle had signed it, and Richard had signed it as well. And
but I'm curious where that phrase came from, Kyle. Yeah.
Well, they talked about Kyle,
where did that phrase come from?
Yeah.
Where did what?
Hold on, I'm sorry, you broke up.
Oh, the interested or you committed? Because we hear that around here a lot because Dan McDonald adopted it after David gave him a copy of the book. But where did you come up with that line? What's the backstory there, if there is one?
So, listen, that came from a guy I used to drive for named Felix Sabatis. He when I was negotiating with him, we were talking about driving race cars and stuff, and he wanted to know how committed I was and all that. So that's where that came from. But his other line when I was negotiating for my money was, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. You better just be a pig when you sit down here at the table with me. Don't ask for too much for me. he had a lot of good ones, man. He had a lot of good ones.
Well, this is great. I'm going to donate right now. If people want to go on victoryjunction.org, and then we'll tell people all about when you guys are when you're going to be over at the Dirt Museum. You're going to have all the local celebrities, and you know clearly you can bring your own when you can pick up the phone and call Burt Reynolds or Paul Newman anytime you want. You know, back in the day, that's pretty good.
Yeah, listen, we'll have a battle of the celebrities there if you want to. You bring yours from Louisville, and I'll bring mine from racing and football, and we'll go at it. All right.
Have you ever been to the Derby, just out of curiosity? Have you ever been?
No, I have not. My dad has. My dad and my sisters have. And they talk about it in awe. They're just was amazed. Yeah. Yeah,
you need to.
Yeah,
we got the hookups for you. I'm sure the Petty family has all the hookups they need, but we can do a little bit around here too.
Yeah. Listen, I'll use any hookup. Hey, you know, speaking of hookups, how about bourbon? No, never mind. Let's move on.
Yep. We got it.
I think we get some of that in store for you too when you get here.
Yeah, we got
no riding and drinking though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No. I promise you, I'll lay on the side of the road all day and drink. You don't have to worry about me.
That's great.
Kyle, can I say this real quick? I think you're one heck of an investor because I had the pleasure of knowing Adam and met him several times, was at some races with him before his unfortunate accident, and that was one of the finest young mans I ever met. And you're a heck of an investor because in his memory, you invested in 125,000 kids so far, and that means more than anything.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that. And I say this in all honesty, we are just the caretakers of that camp. We raised our hand. We had a personal tragedy and raised our hand and said, this is what we would like to do. And so many people across this country and in our sport, in NASCAR, have stepped up and said, hey, we're going to help out with this. And, you know, for 20 years, people have been helping, and you can't ask for any more out of life than that. Just everybody pulling in the same direction.
Well, that's great, and again, keep up the great work, and have some fun on this, and hopefully we can talk to you soon when you're back in town.
All right, man. Look forward to it.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
See you Saturday at Petty Fest, Kyle.
Well, there you go. That was great. I mean, that was, you know, he's had, you know, you start reading down in the Wikipedia pages, like, when he was on Hee Haw, like, that's a big deal, man. Hee Haw was an open for the Oak Ridge Boys. And I mean, that amazes me, opening for the Beatles of redneck music, whatever he said, you know? Like, it was awesome. So.
Well, he's still one heck of a race car driver. I think he finished with 8 career wins. And if you've got 8 NASCAR wins, I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You're still one heck of a race car driver and all the other things he's done. But his passion in life is helping these kids, and there's nothing more admirable than that. So,
well, thank you for setting that up. That was great. That was great.
Thank you, Drew.
We will continue along. We're over here at Ellison Bodenhausen, enbortho.com. That's the website to turn to if you would want to schedule your next appointment. You can certainly do that over here online at Ellison Bodenhausen. .com here as we roll along this morning. Don't forget about our friends over at Edelin and Edelum when it's time to sell your home, because you're going to be able to keep more of the money that you've earned. You've earned that equity. Keep it. They're going to charge you 1% instead of 3%, and they're going to give you the same full service they've always done. Phil Moffitt over there has the philosophy of, look, I'm not putting in the hours I used to do with this. I'm going to pass the savings on to you, the customer, and that you've earned that equity. So hang on to it, and they'll let you do that. Much better job of it over there at Edelin and Edelin. Online, edelin.com. That's EDELEN.com. And they can take great care of you over there. My dad bought his home from Glenn Edlin, and Bill Moffitt's helping out a lot of our listeners as well. So Edlin and Edlin, Edlin.com. Well, that was fun. That'd be tough top hour number three, but we'll do our darndest, by God. What an interesting guy. All right, hour number three. Straight ahead.